With the demise of behaviorism as a theory undergirding classroom practice, particularly in the teaching of English as a second language, educators need to focus on A, the ability of the student to comprehend what is said and respond to what is said or asked without necessarily understanding all the words, and B, the ability of the student to make him or herself understood, even if ungrammatically, and C, the negotiations that develop linguistic competence and confidence through interactions with native English speakers. The strategies that have been shown to be most effective in the classroom include differentiated instruction, scaffolding, group work of various types. Grade-level classroom organization needs to allow all English language learners to develop the content knowledge necessary for academic English proficiency, as well as the vocabulary that accompanies it and the grammar of English sentence construction. This means a combination of inclusion classrooms, which encourage interaction-based learning, and sheltered English instruction, whether focused on basic acquisition of English or on the development of content knowledge. Categorically referred to SDAIE, Specially Designed Academic Instruction in English, SIOP, Sheltered Instruction Observation Protocol, is the most thoroughly researched version of SDAIE, and has been shown to be highly effective in bringing English language learners to academic proficiency. To ensure comprehensible input, such teaching speaking devices as paraphrasing, repetition of key points, reference to concrete materials, and acting out meanings are some of the ways teachers can provide comprehensible input and convey meaning to English language learners. By pairing verbal and nonverbal channels of communication, words and meanings become more accessible and also form the basis for the learner to construct the new language system for herself. For example, when maps, globes, and photographs are used in geography or social studies lessons, the student has more opportunities to take in and express the new knowledge. Similarly, the use of diagrams and charts in biology lessons, astronomy, and other science lessons creates additional avenues for learning. Error correction can be carried out in a sensitive and natural way. It is important to keep in mind that there is a natural progression of mastering the grammatical intricacies, and ELLs in the early stages of learning will make grammatical errors that do not affect understanding. There is no reason at that stage to correct those errors. Vocabulary errors, which interfere with comprehension, are important because it is through mastery of new verbs and nouns that students improve their comprehension of English conversation and instruction, as well as their ability to express themselves clearly. As a useful guide, error correction for beginning English learners needs to focus on those words which affect comprehension. These are more likely to be remembered, and many of the grammatical issues will sort themselves out as the learner gains self-confidence and engages in more frequent communication activities. Cultural competence can be taught through role-playing as a way to help students learn both the language and behaviors appropriate to specific social situations. These can include meeting new friends at a party, using the telephone, applying for a job, going to the doctor, and most important, asking the teacher for assistance. Even ways of expressing emotions such as sympathy, gratitude, and enthusiasm are all part of developing communicative competence in English.